Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 4th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
as a Labour government prepares to use a sledgehammer majority,
UK voters prepare to go to the polls and Dáil to debate new laws around smoking. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the polls open later for what is expected to be an historic UK general election. The Labour Party is expected to win a massive majority, while the Conservative Party is facing a potential wipeout. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more from London.
Last night was most certainly the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's last time in Downing Street, and Keir Starmer will be moving into number 10 soon if the opinion polls are anything to go by. The final YouGov poll released last night is projecting that Labour are on course for a landslide victory with a majority of 212 seats. This will give Keir Starmer the biggest majority for any single party since 1832. As for the Conservative Party, they look likely to lose over 250 MPs, with many members of the Tory cabinet losing out. The polls close at 10 o'clock tonight, and the results will start to come in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Barry White in London.
New laws will come before the Dáil today to raise the legal age for buying cigarettes to 21. Cabinet approved the legislation back in May, and the Health Minister will commence it this afternoon. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
In a further bid to deter smoking among young people, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly plans to raise the legal age at which tobacco products can be sold. It's been described as an opportunity to eliminate smoking among younger generations. It's hoped the bill will pass by this autumn and come into effect on the 1st of February 2028. The lead-in time is designed so those currently over 18 but under 21 won't be impacted by the changes. The current penalties for selling tobacco to under-18s will apply to under-21s, including fines of up to €4,000 or 6 months in prison for a first offence. Minister Donnelly has described it as moving to endgame in the war against tobacco.
A new retirement savings scheme for workers who don't have a pension will soon be passed into law. The auto-enrolment pension savings scheme has been passed by both houses of the Oireachtas. It will now be sent to the President to be enacted, Alan Cantwell reports.
Ireland is the only OECD country that does not yet operate an auto-enrolment or similar system as a means of promoting pension savings. All employees not already in an occupational or equivalent pension scheme, aged between 23 and 60 and earning more than €20,000 across all of their employments, will be automatically enrolled. It will be voluntary but will operate on an opt-out rather than opt-in basis. Eligible employees will be automatically enrolled but will have a choice after 6 months to opt out or suspend participation. The first enrolments are set to happen next year, with the scheme being gradually phased in over a decade. Employees will have a range of four retirement savings strategies to choose from.
A junior health minister has said she would support a complete ban on tanning beds in Ireland. Mary Butler says there's no safe level of UV radiation and the EU is considering further restrictions on sunbed use. Minister Butler was diagnosed with skin cancer 2 years ago and described the moment as a wake-up call. She says a tan ban is something she would back.
One of the things I think we have to have is that if you're using a sunbed, there has to be time limits for usage. Like, you can't have the same person coming in and using the bed, for a long length of time, several days a week. If there was a sunbed ban announced in the morning, I would absolutely support it.
And for more on this, you can check out this week's Let Me Explain podcast with Sean Defoe, available now on the News Talk app or wherever you get your podcasts. A group of Democratic governors say they're standing behind President Joe Biden in his bid for re-election following a meeting at the White House. President Biden yesterday vowed to stay in the race, rejecting pressure from within his own party to stand down after his debate performance last week. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that the US president had told an ally he was weighing up whether to continue standing in the US election. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, denied the claims.
He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, and that is the president's focus. The president's focus is how does he continue to do that work? Anything else that we're hearing or that's being reported is absolutely false.
Hurricane Beryl swept over the south coast of Jamaica overnight. The Category 4 storm brought intense winds and up to a foot of rain as it passed over the Caribbean island in the direction of the Cayman Islands. Airports were closed and power was knocked out for most of the capital, Kingston. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, says it's a sign of the times.
I am now declaring the whole of Jamaica to be a disaster area. It highlights the growing impact of climate change on global weather patterns, particularly on small island developing states like Jamaica.
In entertainment news, David and Victoria Beckham have reworn their purple wedding outfits to celebrate their 25th anniversary. The former England footballer and Spice Girl married on this day in 1999 at Luttrellstown Castle in Dublin. In an Instagram post, the pair appear to pose on the same velvet purple thrones which featured on their wedding day. And in sport, in soccer, there's a full programme of games across both divisions of the SSE Electricity League tonight. In the Premier Division, leaders Shelburne go to Weavers Park, seeking their first win of the season over Drogheda United. Second place Derry City go to a resurgent Sligo Rovers. Shamrock Rovers look to avoid a third straight defeat as they welcome Dundalk. Stephen Kenny's St Pat's go to Waterford and Galway United host Bohemians. Runaway First Division leaders Cork City are away to Wexford. Second plays third in Belfield as UCD face Athlone Town. Playoff hopefuls Bray Wanderers take on Longford Town, Finn Harps entertain Kerry and Treaty United play Cove Ramblers. All of those games kick off at 7:45 with the exception of Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk, which starts at 8. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.